الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه، ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها وما له في الآخرة من نصيب. صدق الله المولان العظيم. Just a few reminders before we start our actual subject. Reminder for myself, for all of us. First is that we should regard this day as the day of Jumu'ah, not the day of Friday. If we take it as Friday, then it's like Saturday, Monday, any other day. And we can think for ourselves that we don't usually take it as Jumu'ah, so what preparation did we make for today? If we take it as a day of Jumu'ah, it's a special day. Jumu'ah is coming, it's a great day. Then automatically we will prepare accordingly. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, خَيْرُ الْيَوْمِ تَطْلَعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ الْيَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day of the work week in which the sun rises is the day of Jumu'ah. In another hadith it comes, سَيِّدُ الْأَيَّامِ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The king of all the days is the day of Jumu'ah. In one Hadith Sharif it comes, Jumu'ah is a Eid for a mu'min more greater than the other two Eids also. We all know for Ramzan Eid, Bakri Eid, how much we look forward, preparation. Ask ourselves, we got one bit of that in our hearts for the day of Jumu'ah. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Jumu'ah is a greater Eid than the other two Eid, we should be looking more forward to it. And ulama have written that the night of Jumu'ah, that was last night, from Maghrib time till this morning, Fajr time, is more valuable than Laylatul Qadr also. Laylatul Qadr in the month of Ramadan, we all look for it, the odd night in the last 10 nights, which the Quran Sharif says, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, better than 1,000 months, which means better than 30,000 nights. And every night of every week, Jumu'ah's night, is more greater than that. How many of us, what if we give attention, more ibadah, more importance to last night? So Allah put in our hearts the greatness of this day. And as Jumu'ah is getting finished, we are already anticipating, looking for the next Jumu'ah. And we make tawbah, istighfar, Ya Allah, I didn't appreciate this Jumu'ah, let me appreciate the next Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The day of Jumu'ah also, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person will do six amals, six actions. Very simple, straightforward, and most of us are doing most of them. Then if he does those six things on the day of Jumu'ah, for every step he takes coming for Jumu'ah, he gets one whole year's ibadat sawab. Plus, one whole year's roza sawab. Roza is ibadat, but roza has been mentioned separately in this hadith. So, for every step, one whole year's ibadat sawab and one whole year's roza sawab if we do six simple things on the day of Jumu'ah. A great scholar or alim, Hazrat Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, says that the greatest amount of reward for an amal that has been mentioned in the hadith is this reward, that is for the day of Jumu'ah. And he says the hadith also, normally we say it's a weak hadith. This is an absolute, sahih, correct hadith. And the greatest reward for all amal that are mentioned is for this. That for every step we take coming to Jumu'ah, for example, where we parked our cars, we took 20 steps, much more, 40, 50 steps. That means 50 years of ibadat sawab and 50 years of roza sawab. And if a person takes the trouble, if he's staying a little far, and he takes 1,000 steps to come, that means 1,000 years ibadat sawab we can get every Jumu'ah. And keeping roza for 1,000 years. And what are those six simple steps? The first is to take a bath and wear clean clothes. That inshallah every Muslim does that. The second is to come walking to the masjid. We should try our best for Jumu'ah to come walking to the masjid. The third is to come as early as possible. And early as possible means that before the imam stands up for the khutbah, that time we should be in the masjid proper. Because till that time, the malaika keep a record of all who come. But when the imam stands up for the khutbah, then they also close their registers. Our books won't be recorded. Our names won't be recorded. Our Jummah will be done. We'll get the sawab, but our names won't be in that register. So we should try that before the khutbah, before the imam stands up for the khutbah, we should be in the masjid proper, not in the wuzukhana, not in the parking lot, whatever, we should be here. Fourth is, we should sit as close as possible to the imam. Now many of us lose out on that. All this 1,000 years of ibadat sawab, just because we don't sit as close. And close as possible mean when we come in, don't jump on the over the backs of people, over the shoulders. But where they place in front of us, go in front. Fill up to the first surface, first people, only then must we start with the second surf. And when the second surf is full, then only should we start with the third surf. This also teaches us great discipline. For example, now if somebody comes in the masjid, a non-Muslim, and he sees us sitting all like scattered, he says, these people are not disciplined. But if he comes and we all set, first surf is full, then we start with the second, like for namaz time, we are going to do it. So we are going to move and we're not going to leave gaps in namaz time. So why leave gaps now? We're going to do it after 10 minutes. Just do it 10 minutes before. And how much sawab we will get. And it will show that we're so disciplined also. Otherwise it shows we're very ill-disciplined. We just sit all scattered. There's no real worry, no real system, no like keenness also. If we go forward, it shows our keenness also. And as a person goes one step to Allah, Allah comes a whole arm's length. Arm's length a person goes, Allah comes 2 arm's length. That means Allah Ta'ala gives us His rahmat if we come closer to Him. So we should try and come closer. The fifth is, we should listen attentively. Don't be sleeping, don't think of other things, etc. And listen to the bayan. And that person will benefit the most in the bayan who takes that this bayan is for me. Anyone, I myself, if I take this bayan is for me, I must pay attention. I will benefit. And if I'm thinking, I'm telling other people, others might benefit, but I won't benefit because I didn't make the intention it's for me. And anyone else also. Many times, like for example, the imam or so, and they feel this is for other people. Or anyone else, if we end, I hope so and so is listening to what is being said, then we won't benefit. If we take it, it's for me, then we will benefit. And if we open our hearts and empty our hearts and listen, then there's something will go in that heart. But if the heart is full already, and we don't empty the heart, and we don't give place in the heart, then the thoughts will just go past. If we won't benefit. And if we're thinking, well, let's hear what he's got to say today. Or what message is it? But if we take it, it's for me. I must take it. Then we will benefit. And then the sixth thing is, don't do anything useless. Like playing with our topi, our glasses, our handcuffs or anything like that. Just sit how we, in namaz we sit. Like that in the khutbah also. Bayan also. When we come for Jummah. Don't make any unnecessary movement. So 6 very simple amals. And if we do that, 1 whole year's ibadat sawab. Like if we had parked our cars a little bit further, we took 100 steps. That means 100 years ibadat sawab. Plus 100 years roza sawab are mentioned separately. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Then a very special ibadat with this day of Jumu'ah. The day is special, and a special ibadat is salawat ala rasul, durood sharif. It has got great connection. We should try and read durood sharif every day, at least 100 times. And reading 100 times durood, the shortest durood, the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it takes only 2 minutes to read it 100 times, comfortably. If we rush and read it, in less also. But comfortably, in 2 minutes, we can read it 100 times. And 100 times in 2 minutes, every day, 24 hours, has got 1,440 minutes. Now, out of 1,440 minutes, just to take out 2 minutes for such a great, valuable amal like Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi, who can say, I haven't got there, I can't take out 2 minutes. But ask ourselves, since last night, Maghrib time, Jummah started, did I read 1 time Durood Sharif also? How many of us, we don't read Durood Sharif at all? And Jummah, we must increase our Durood Sharif. So Allah give us tawfiq to read Durood Sharif. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads 100 times a day Durood, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nifaq and Bara'atum minan nar. That this person is pure of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, to be a two-faced person. And it is one of the worst, worst gunas. And the most dirtiest thing to be a two-faced. That when you, the definition comes in the Hadith, when you are with this people, then you talk like them, you're on their side. When you go to other people, then you like on them, you're on their side. And how many of us are guilty of this? When we were this friends of ours, we talk like them. When we like those friends, we talk like them. And this is called nifaq, hypocrisy. And the punishment for hypocrisy in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ بِالدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqs will be in the lowest pits of Jahannam. And that is explained, they will be in iron coffins that have burnt red hot, and they won't be able to move. They just have to endure that burning pain and forever and ever. Allah save us from that. And we are all guilty of it. Men, all of us, when we were this people, we talk like them. When we were the other people, we talk like them. Make them also happy, make them also happy. And what we call it, to keep the peace with everyone. But that is being a munafiq. You are not keeping the peace, you are a munafiq. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't on both sides. He made it clear, قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ. You go your way, we go our way. We got nothing, we're not friends with you. And so we must be clear on this point. And to get saved from it, it's a difficult thing to scrape it out of the heart. Because we all want to be happy, make everyone happy, be with peace with everyone. To scrape it out of our heart is really, practically for us, it is impossible. Allah make fazal. But it comes promised in the Hadith. Just read 100 times Durood and Allah will remove this from us. So by the barakat of Durood Sharif, just read it 100 times, 2 minutes, and Allah will remove this terrible sin. And bara'atu minan nar, it is you'll get salvation from the fire of Jahannam. Who of us can tolerate one fly buzzing around our ear or around the nose? How irritating. If a mosquito bite, a wasp bite, snake bite is very big, and the fire of Jahannam, who can tolerate a matchstick flame or a cigarette lighter flame and there to be in the flames of Jahannam? How will it be? To get saved from that also, it's a promise of the Hadith, 100%. Just read 100 times a day Durood Sharif. And Jummah, increase our Durood. And Allah will save us from all those things. I can't save myself, I find. I find I'm on the cell phone, I'm on all filth and dirt. Woman on the street, I can't take my eyes off them. But just read Durood Sharif, Allah will give us that power and strength. And then we will see our hearts will incline to good easily. And bad and evil will just go out of our lives. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood, Allah will fulfill 100 needs of his. 70 of the Akhirat and 30 of this dunya. And the wording of the Hadith shows that Akhirat is more important. It's mentioned first. And 70, there our needs will be much more greater. None of us perhaps will make dua for our needs of Akhirat. Ya Allah, save me from the azab of Jahannam. We make dua for dunya's things. I need another car. I want a second wife. So all these things we will make dua for. But dua for akhirat, qabr, what's going to happen, qiyamah day, we don't even make any dua. That is the most important we should be. And then 30 needs of dunya also Allah will first. Our deen is such a perfect deen. It's not only for akhirat. It's not only for the masjid. It is a complete deen that will give us everything. And anyone just wants to become a bit more pious, we say you become too pious. No, be balanced. And we just in dunya all the time. So where are we balanced? We got no time for masjid, no time for deen. And then we are not balanced. We must become balanced. So, and a person who reads 100 times a day durood, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him the maut, the death of a shaheed, a martyr. And the martyr is got such a high, just for 2 minutes a day durood sharif 100 times, and we'll get the maut of a shaheed. Allah give us all tawfiq. And others few great virtues of durood sharif. Whenever we read Durood Sharif, it is conveyed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately. And Juma's Durood is not even through an angel. Directly Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears the Durood. And with our name it is presented, so and so. And the son or daughter of so and so, our father's name is taken. What an honor for our name to be taken in the court of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. There are those fortunate people. Qiyamah day when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will be giving Jam-e Kawthar, water from the fountain of Kawthar. Then he will tell that person, oh, Ahmad, you have come. Muhammad, you have come. Aisha, come, drink water. He will get, oh, my Nabi, how you know my name? I came 1400 years after you. You never saw. Your durood was coming so much to me. So I came to know you. You're so familiar to me. Every time those who read in abundance Durood Sharif. So much more than 100 also we should read. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And by Durood Sharif, our names and our father's names are also taken. So Allah give us tawfiq of Durood Sharif. One other great amal for the day of Jumu'ah is to try and read Surah Kahf, which is about the half of 15 Supara. And ends about the quarter of the 16th supara before that. And every day we should try and read at least the first 10 ayats in the morning, last 10 ayats at night. And on Jumu'ah try and read the whole surah. A person who does that, Allah Ta'ala will save him from the fitnas of Dajjal. And what is the main fitna of Dajjal? Materialism, dunya, love of dunya, hey, food, house, car, travel, holidays, clothes, fashion, all this dunya's things. And already Dajjal is still going to come. But we can see how much we are involved in dunya already. Sports, entertainment, my house, my car, those are our big worries all the time. If we read this, Allah will take that out of us. And that this materialism, the cord of materialism, that we just want to go to dunya's things, Allah will save us from that. And then a person on Jumu'ah also, we should try and read this tasbih, very short, Subhanallahi al-Azimi wa bihamdihi. Let's read it together. Subhanallahi al-Azimi wa bihamdihi. 100 times. A person who reads it 100 times, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive 100,000 sins of his and 24,000 sins of his parents, mother and father. And it takes about 2.5 minutes to read it. But 100,000 of our sins will be forgiven. And our parents' sins, 24,000 mother and father. How happy won't our parents be? My son, he read this. My daughter, she read this. And my sins have been forgiven here. And those sins are not just sins for them. They are in the form of azab, of fire, of snake. Allah protect us all. We can't imagine what the condition in the qabr is. May Allah give us tawfiq. The ayat that I read of the Quran Sharif, Allah says, Man kani yuridu haras al-akhirah. That person who has made the irada, intention of akhirah, that I'm in this world for akhirah. And that is why Allah has sent us, not for dunya. Today we have got it all upside down. We want to make big houses, lot of investments, lot of money, and we know, every one of us know, when I die, Not one cent will come with me in the cupboard. My house is not going to come. My cars are not going to come. My investments are not going to come. What I send forward to Akhirah, that will be with me. And how much time, how lot are we preparing for Akhirah? We are preparing for dunya. My garden must be spotless. Must be the best garden in the neighborhood. My house, my bedroom, my bathroom. We are worried of all these things. How much are we, a person who makes intention, and just on the intention, as it comes in the Quran Sharif, man ja'a bil hasan, a person who comes with one good deed, falahu ashru amsaliha, just on the intention, 10 times more already. But who of us have made niyat of akhirah, that I'm here in this dunya, for my akhirah, to prepare for my akhirah. So that person who makes it, comes in the hadith Sharif, man ja'ala al humum, hammaw wahida, a person who makes all these worries one worry. Hammal ma'ad, what will happen to me in the afterlife? What will be my life in the qabr? Then Allah, kafahu Allahu hamma dunyahu. Allah takes care of all your worries of dunya. Whatever your worries and your problems of dunya, Allah takes care. وَمَنْ تَشَعَدْ بِهِ الْهُمُومِ. And a person whose mind is after, by order this good, I must see to that delivery, I must see to the shop, I must paint my house, I must see to my car. All the time his worries is in dunya. لَمْ يُبَالِ اللَّهُ فِي أَيِّ أَوْدِيَةٍ يَعْلَى. Allah doesn't care where he goes and get destroyed, in which valley he goes and get destroyed. And unfortunately, that's our condition. We just worried of dunya. We're not worried of akhirah. And then in the hadith further, in the ayat, man kana yuridu harsa al-akhirah, nazid lahu fi harsi. Wa man kana yuridu harsa al-dunya. And a person whose worry is dunya, and see ourselves living with the kuffar and schooling with them, working with them, we have just become like that. Our worry is only dunya. More wages I must get. I must do more business, I must open another shop, I must make this investment, I must go for that holiday, this fashion clothes, that brand name clothes. Our worry is dunya. This is the way of the kuffar. Allah says, وَمَنْ كَانِ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. We will give them. But مِنْهَا مِنْ تَبْعِيدِيَا. A little bit we will give them. They might think I made 50 billion rand I possess. My estate is worth 100 million rand. It's a small, insignificant thing to have got. And you might think it's something big. I achieved a lot. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. And no share for that person in the akhirah. Where we're going to go and live forever and ever. No share there. Only share in this dunya. And that also a little bit. And that also what worries all the time. Make a little bit more worry. Now you might want to get security. They'll kidnap me. You're making money to live a nice life. Now whole day you got worried. I mustn't get kidnapped. You mustn't kidnap my son, my child or something. All the time, well, now I have to make my house like a prison. All the barbed wire, all the security. And the crooks are walking free on the road. And all the law-abiding citizens are living like in prisons. All our houses, like all with solar, barbed wire and all protection, we are living like in a prison. So the more money you got, the more you are worried of all this. If you learn to live hand to mouth, then you got no worry of anyone. You walk out of your house, you're happy. And don't worry. Allah has promised our rozi. Our rozi is not how much effort I'm going to make. Everyone, Allah has promised his rozi. And he must get that. It can't miss it. And what misses you, you could never get it. Allah has written 50,000 years before we came in this dunya. Allah wrote it down already. You can't get what you have missed, and you can't miss what is written for you. It's coming to you. We must worry of akhirah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. How much we make effort for akhirah, so much Allah will give us. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Don't waste our this little while of this dunya's life, 60, 70 years, make our akhirah. That is what is important. May Allah give us tawfiq to read durood, appreciate and honor the day of Jumu'ah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.